Hello and thanks for being with us. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Today we'd like to talk about a very interesting topic that people are talking about lately here in Israel and around the world. When we talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're talking about a very serious, strong means that can help a person change his faith. Now, a person lives his life, and you know, things happen. Especially when bad things happen, it's a problem. When good things happen, no problem. But when bad things happen, in health, business, relationships, and in whatever realm in life, wakes up a true need for something that will give a person control, that will allow him to sort out this whole mess. And when we talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's truly appreciated by having the ability to change a person's destiny. And I prepared several questions, and maybe the first question I'd like to open with is, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, is there a force that can allow a person to take control over his destiny? First of all, I'm really happy that more and more people are asking about the change of destiny, about the ability, about the opportunity. Is it realistic to change reality? To change your destiny? Because there are a few very deep and philosophical questions in this respect. Are we in the hands or of blind faith? Or is it a predetermined faith? Or do we have the ability to influence it because we feel that we're in the hands of some kind of a faith? There are people who see from afar, you know, different fortune tellers. And by the way, I knew a few of them that they said true things that later on came true. They had a feeling of what's going to happen in a few years. And these ways, and this, all of this is already, there's a plan for it. And then this plan comes down upon us like a computer program that goes into work, and we're in its hands, and that's how we advance. Meaning that faith is really, it exists. And in our times, we see more and more that we are in the hands of faith. Why? Because if in the past we did not know the forces of nature, the laws of nature, we didn't have the ability to overcome different problems, we used to live disconnected, country from country, continent from continent, then we wouldn't have felt that we're living but not in control of life. But today we have enough force, ability, knowledge, desire, inner pressure to control our life, and we see that we simply can't. It's a wonder. It's like even in a family, that there is you, your kids, your wife, and you'd like it to be this way and that way and nice and like this and like that. No, it doesn't work. And really, so, not a long time ago, it was different. It was otherwise. And specifically in our times, we discover our complete lack ability of handling our faith, our destiny. And here there's a question. Are we capable controlling our destiny? Yes. In each and every generation, there are people that are like fortune tellers, like an oracle, those that foresee the future. But changing the future, not telling it, but changing it, that's something completely different. This is something I never saw such people, heard about such people. And if there are, then you have to be careful and see whether it's true or not. Maybe he's talking about certain things that first we'll have to die and only then it happens or something like that. Okay, so what you're saying is, first of all, there's such a thing called destiny, like a script that is realized. There are people throughout the generations with special sensitivity that can foresee your destiny, my destiny, and so on. But to change destiny, that's something completely different altogether. Now, I'm taking it back to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Does the wisdom of Kabbalah provide the means for foreseeing the future? And furthermore, does it give you the ability to change your future, to change your destiny? First of all, we have to understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom that, first of all, shows us or reveals to us the plan of creation, meaning the process we're in. And this process that's working on us, that's operating us from one generation to the next, from the beginning of creation to its end, that's before our universe, until the end of creation, where this whole world is taking on the next form, a new form. The wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about a part of the general plan, which has completely different dimensions, which in terms that there's no time or motion there, but it speaks about what are we supposed to do here and now, that we are like in this world, that where we live here and now, what can we do in order to bring ourselves to change our faith, so-called, to change our states in each and every moment from our existence, our kids, our grandchildren, and so on, for all of us to be better off. It's a very practical wisdom. And this is what exists for, and this is what it was given to us for. So the wisdom of Kabbalah says that faith exists, surely. What it says there has to happen, but we can change the characteristic of how do we go through these things. Suppose I, as a child, am being put into first grade and I have no choice. I have to be there for 10 years. But it depends on me. How do I go through these 10 years? In a good way or in a bad way? Will I feel good or will I feel bad? Will I get the blows or will I get the compliments? That's called changing my destiny? Yes. So it says in the script that you're going to be in school. How are you going to feel in this situation that's pre-written? This already depends. How does this plan, how will it be operated, executed on you? Meaning, how will I learn and how will I use it? Okay, now, the wisdom of Kabbalah as a means for controlling your destiny, it allows a person to take it into the direction of the good, to feel good, that I'll go through these years and feel good at school throughout these years, like the example you gave? Yes. Okay, so in order to change my destiny, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I come to people and what that have us forced to do it, what's the technology? I study the wisdom of Kabbalah, first of all. Whoever comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, he comes because he wants to really get to know the destiny, whoever learns Kabbalah. And then he has the ability to change the destiny. Now, after he becomes smart in the Kabbalah and so on, and this is what we learn for. Okay, suppose I don't learn Kabbalah. I come to someone that he's wise in Kabbalah and he has the strength to do it. And can he tell me what's going to be in my future? No, never. Okay, who do I go to then? You have to learn yourself how to change your destiny. Okay, so someone wise in the wisdom of Kabbalah can change his own destiny, but not mine. Not another. No. What did the studying give him? Because each and every one in his particular correction has to change his faith, his destiny. Changing it. All of our existence in this world is in order to bring us through different states, through the developmental states, from a certain state to the second, to the third, and so on. And the process that we're going through, it's like a child at school. Then either he'll learn it through blows, and then he'll have problems, and this and that. But suppose he's stubborn, he doesn't want, and he's being pressured every day and every night. He'll have to sit and do the homework he didn't do during the day, and so on and so forth. Or he gets the brains, he understands that he has no choice, he sits down, he studies, does the homework, and finishes school in a very good way, where everyone loves him and he enjoys life. It's because he became smart, because he studied, because he as if improved his situation, because he studied and became smart? Yes. Yes. What does it say about us? About us, it says that we have to learn, we have to know this whole particular program for each and everyone, and in general. What is that program? What is the form we should be in, and whether we want it or not, we have to reach it. That's called the destiny, the faith. Yes. That the faith is actually, I'll tell you, what comes down upon us comes down faith. It's like with a child. No one asks him whether he wants it or not. You're going to school, that's it. It's a law. There's a law in the country that you have to study in school. Now, how are you going to do it, particularly? That's your own concern. If you're smart and you understand that you have to finish these 10 years of yours and yet you have no choice, so you try knowing what they want from me on each and every step, how I, by my own forces, do what I need to as much as I can. I have no choice. I need it. So let's do it in a good, nice way, first of all. And secondly, let's do it in a way that, how to say, let's do it in a way that maybe I can cut time short, cut time in school, maybe I can cut it short. Maybe I'll do it shorter this way, and instead of 10 years, do it in 7 years, 8 years, and so on. Okay, so I understand that a person himself has to study, has to learn this general plan. And when he sees this map, he understands how he's supposed to move in it. Okay, this I understand. Now, throughout the generations, we see that there are great scholars in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They had special forces. People used to come to them and get a blessing from someone. They want him to bless them, and so on. Suppose a blessing that a person, a sage, that already sees this map and that he can change his destiny and so on. If he gives a blessing, how does it influence my life? Or God forbid a curse, but how does he? He uses only a psychological effect. That's it. What do you mean? He can't help you in any way, neither for the better nor for the worse. Why? Because he's incapable of robbing you of your private, particular exertion. He can't steal your free choice from you. He can't rob you of the work that you have to do in order to change yourself. It's like the parents can't do the homework instead of their kid and take the tests instead of him and finish school instead of him. I don't exactly understand this. When people come to to Kabbalists in order to get blessings, and I think this is something that existed for generations. He's great, he knows, he's wise. If he blesses me, for sure I'll feel good. Okay, so a small child next to his parents, he's sure that the parents protect him. It's the same way with a person who feels himself small compared to a grown-up. He feels that if the grown-up says, everything's going to be fine, don't worry, I'll protect you, then he's calmer And if he's calmer, he becomes well. He doesn't have problems with his nerves, and you know, it seems to him that Kabbalists save him with that blessing. But there's no more than a psychological action here. It doesn't change your destiny. No. Each and every one of us, by his exertion meaning the efforts that he makes. Yes, he makes these efforts and he tries. He himself tries. And only this way can he change his destiny, his progress from beginning to end. Okay, so I understand that in order to change my destiny, I have to develop as a person, to get to know this map myself, and to find my place in it, and so on. In our generation, not before. Before this, people didn't ask about this. Before this, people thought, okay, this is life, we live. Like a flock. Today we see that people are starting to ask. 100, 200 years ago, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, only special, the wise, the sages, the philosophers, they asked about, you know, what's gonna happen, what is the person born for, what's the purpose of it all. An ordinary person, he didn't care about anything, he lived, no questions. My father is a blacksmith, I'll be a blacksmith. And my son will be a blacksmith. And so from generation to generation, and in our generation, really in the few last dozens of years, it all changed. What does it say about us people that we become smarter from one generation to the next? Today, suppose I or someone, does he have the same ability like someone... like only the very wise people you talked about that lived 1,000 years ago, humanity developed? Yes, humanity developed. Regular people are on the developmental level, like very wise people 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, like Aristotle, Plato, and so on. Okay, one of the most... one of the things is that people talk about is the holy names that you learn, the 72 holy names of the Creator, and that's what you study in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, and each name has a special remedy that it can help you in this area or that area, and there's an entire industry around it today, and garments and whatnot. What about that? What is the secret of the 72 names that exist in Kabbalah? You're really pushing me to look. It's really so. We're in the days of Hanukkah now, and I talked to my wife, and I asked her to give a cake, to make a cake like my mother used to make. And my mother, she was very busy, she was a doctor, doing research and everything, but she made something for the family. A very simple cake. But she said that I don't know what to do. Give me the recipe. Okay, I don't have anyone left to ask. But I found it and I brought her the recipe. And she made it according to the recipe and it was exactly like it was supposed to be. And really I tasted it and it's really the same cake. You can't say that it's exactly the cake, but it's a bit sweet. It's dough that it's a bit sweet. But what I want to say about the recipe. What did you ask? Asked about the 72 holy names by which you can change reality. Okay, so it's the recipe of how do we bake our cake? How do we advance in a good, nice way toward the destiny, toward the goal that we have to reach? Whatever you want, but you have to reach the senior year. You have to take your final exams. You can make the entire path shorter. But you have 20 exams that you have to take. You have to pass them. I remember I had many exams. I think there are 7 or 8 such exams, or, and you have to pass them all, and then in high school, this is what you have to do. So, and then you could go on to university and life and so on. Okay, so these 72 years are an ingredient. This is the recipe that there are the ingredients and how to make it. So I take the ingredients, I take the recipe, and I have to reach the state of how do I control my future. Yeah, but the recipe is you. The different components are inside you, different qualities, that, and you have to put them together in order to get a nice cake called Oren Levy. It's a result of the 10 years of studying. So I take what my inner forces, my qualities, yes, and I bake them, and exactly. And then you get a new human being coming out of the oven. That means that I learned how to control my destiny. Yes, because if I don't know how to use these ingredients and I don't have the recipe, then I can reach a tasteless result. Yes, unfortunately, this is what we see. So, if I don't have the knowledge, I don't have everything that's necessary, then I don't get nothing. There are more besides the 72 names, not only the 72 names. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are plenty advice, formulas, each and every step that it's good for you to keep them, to be careful, or the other way around. It's all the time. I mean, the program is such, the program that you get. It's like in every... in every grade, you have different. You study different subjects, and you see that a person, he grows and understands. This is biology, this is geography, and this history. So biology, geography, this all connects together to understand nature. This is nature to understand the world. So you learn it in a kind of a global, general way. So all these names are recipes. Yes. Okay, what's nice about these is that every name has these 72. It's in the Zohar. Yeah, I know that it says so in the Zohar. Now, these, I see today people, they are making tattoos with different names. They can do the whole Pinchas portion, they can tattoo it on their body, but they have enough place. Okay, they say that each such name, there's a remedy for a certain, it's a remedy for a certain something. So this is the recipe. It's like 5 grams salt, 5 grams pepper, and a liter of water. And this is what it says. This is what you did. This is what you tattooed on yourself. So how will it help me in life? It won't. You have to get a cake. How will this help you in life? You need mom's cake. And what will it help you that you wrote it? You can write it here. So where do I have to write it for it to help? You have to do it. You have to realize it. To take your mental forces. What is water? What is salt? What is pepper? What are the different additions? Different spices and so on. And the flour and yeast and the different things that you have to have in the cake. You have to find them on the inside. You have to vary them. You have to in a form that it's really good and nice and it works, and in the meantime it doesn't work at all. That you're making this mix with and until you put it into the oven, and you have to put yourself in the oven, then there's a cake there, and you put honey there, and sour cream. Yeah, that's later. Okay, I'm sure that this is the answer that you'd give me, not only about, you know, making a tattoo of these holy names on myself, but also a garment or a picture on the wall. It's all the same. So when I prepare this cake myself, it doesn't help. the Kabbalists, they laugh at it. But it comes from Kabbalah. No. It says so in the Zohar. No. It's the masses. It's like you'll buy a diploma from school. My friend, he finished school. He got a diploma. I copied it, wrote my name there, and pulled it on my wall too. What does it help me now? Can I come to the university with it? No. Can I be a professional with it in something? No. But I lie to myself that I have something. Our time is soon up. It's very interesting. I'd like for you to sum up what you taught me today. I asked, how does the wisdom of Kabbalah, how can it provide me with the means of changing my destiny and controlling it? So the way to change the destiny is... The way to change destiny is, first of all, to study. First of all, study. It's not the wisest studies. It's each and every person who is capable of it. This is destiny. We've entered such states, such a generation that has to learn it all, that we have to change our faith. We can't escape it. If you escape it, then you'll be pressured, you'll be brought by the ear, by a court of law, by the police, and... Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, too, for being with us. Till next time, all the best in your life.